BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Wednesday. On it, you've got 24 years at the tap end. Emotional one today. It's the last one with Becky on it. Also, real or no real, and more about the greatest film ever made, in our opinion, Electric Dreams, and how we're planning to do a remake.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I feel a bit sad.
I do, actually, as well. I'll miss being at the tap end with you both.
It's definitely going to miss you.
Is it?
I wasn't sure with Tap End today how you wanted this, Becky, because we did a tribute to you a couple of days ago. So I wasn't sure really whether it should be a tribute to Becky or just a normal Tap End with Becky doing a normal thing.
Yeah,
do you know
I
what I mean?
That.
What have you gone for?
Bit of a mixture.
Okay. Oh, cool. Bit of both.
Bit of both.
Okay.
There's only so many tributes a person can have. I think I exhausted it with just the one.
Well, I am... This is my moment. Markeen McCutcheon.
Oh, lovely. I'm 90s boy band E7 Keen.
And I am Obi-Wan Kenobi.
A great Keen to finish on, Becky.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready. After meeting Becky through Scott in the pub one night, we stayed loosely in touch. I was doing my best to try get a job in radio after doing student radio at uni, and Becky was really kind in helping me look for jobs. As a professional in her field, her advice was really useful. That's how I used to regard Becky, a professional.
Used to?
Yeah.
Used to.
Well, I don't mean
what,
that.
Until you worked with me and realised that I wasn't.
Well, it's just weird now because we all work together in that, but I used to hold you in really high regard.
So when you...
No, but you know what I mean. Like,
it's going wrong.
I know what you mean, though.
I know what you mean. She is a professional in her field.
It's weird to think of her like that, but she is professional at what she does.
You forget that on a daily basis, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not getting any better. Also, when you said we were friends, were you actually just using me to try and get a job then?
Absolutely.
Because that's how
not.
It sounds.
No.
Are you one of those weird ones that tries to... Kiss their way to the top.
Kiss their way to the top.
I thought that was left behind in the 1980s. I didn't realise people still did it.
Absolutely not. No, I respected you greatly. I was sitting at home playing a generic football game that rhymes with Queen Latifah when I got a phone call that was to potentially change the next few years at my tap end. I've been doing a couple of bits on the phone for the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1, but I got an exciting call from Scott. He told me that the big boss of Radio 1 had heard some of the stuff I had done on the show and was asking about potentially getting me into Radio 1 to record some stuff in the studio to see how it sounded. This was big news, and I was well up for that. I was a bit nervous when the day came about, my first proper time at Radio 1. I waited in reception, and after a small wait, up popped the familiar face of Becky Huxtable.
To describe it a bit better, there's a set of stairs and I would have walked up the stairs. There wasn't like a little hole, like a porthole. Stuck my head up.
You weren't like a mole.
Like a meerkat.
No, and nor were you working on the reception at that point, were you?
No.
You came down from the studios, which used to be in the basement. She led me downstairs. Not in any kind of seductive way, and not by the hand.
Why would it be?
Is that... Normally that would go, she led me upstairs. Leading someone downstairs doesn't normally lead to...
Good point.
Yeah.
We recorded about half an hour, exactly the same as a show that would be going out on the radio, and it was a really good laugh. We recorded a few of these half-hour, off-air shows, and luckily it ended up with me getting the job, which was a huge honour. But the best bit... was feeling that from day one, I was working for a team of people that I really liked and respected. A massively important part of me getting my job was thanks to Becky, and to that extent, she has shaped my tap end.
That's one.
That was meant to be a nice sentiment.
That was lovely until I realised it could have potentially been seen as innuendo. No, and then there's it made me feel a little bit awkward.
No, it's meant to be a nice...
You shaped his tap end.
I imagine me with some plasticine.
Oh,
sorry, Chris.
That was lovely, thank you.
I wanted this episode of 24 Years at the Tap End to be a tribute to Becky, but I wanted to try give some information on how she got her job at Radio 1. But unfortunately, I don't know much about this, so I have written what I know, and I think it would be a nice opportunity for Becky to fill in the gaps.
Oh.
Okay?
A little bit scared. Okay, here we go.
How far does this go back?
Well, all I've used is, I'm not going to lie, Wikipedia and what I could find on the internet, and I'm not sure that's a trusted resource.
Have you got it when she was a Black Thunder girl?
I'm not sure. We'll try filling the
gap. If you don't know what that is, that might sound a bit weird.
It sounds quite sexy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not.
It really wasn't.
You sound like a gladiator.
Yeah.
No, it's like what local radio stations used to do, where you just turn up in a people carrier to a local fete.
The hot girls.
Yeah. And then they go, and the Black Thunders will be at the fete today. And
that's, really?
Yeah, she did that.
Do we have Black Thunders here? We
don't, do we? No, never really got involved with that.
It does sound like you'd make a fantastic gladiator, wouldn't you?
Really?
That's not an insult. I just mean.
What?
Well, no, because you've got both strength and looks.
Do you mean like Russell Crowe or do you mean like.
Jet.
Yeah. Jet style, okay. Yeah, lightning. You'd be fantastic on the gauntlet.
Strong in body.
But good looking as well. What would your gladiator name be? It'd be probably something Hux is a. What's that wolf like thing, which is a Huxley
pig?
No, is there such a thing? That's not a good gladiator name, is it?
I used to get that all the time at school.
I think the Hound. Do you know what I mean? Something
the
like,
Hound. Why the Hound?
It just sounds.
Don't have like long flappy ears.
No. Becky was an ambitious young lady from the West Country who got her big break at radio after working in production at several local radio stations, where she was the girl on the ground, driving around the local radio car and covering stories. Is that right?
Well, it was more like dishing up promotional meatballs and stuff, but...
And yeah, that was as a Thundercat?
Yeah.
She also spent a brief amount of time as a newsreader. This is according to Wikipedia.
This was very brief, yes. I did some freelance news reading.
Can you do your news
explain?
Voice?
Yeah, I couldn't believe this when I read this.
I can't read properly.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, I mean, I can't read in like a newsy way.
Well, what are you doing being a newsreader then?
Yeah, that's why I gave it up after like four shifts.
Oh.
But did you have to break news? Was it like breaking news?
No, not much happened in the West Country.
You must have that on tape somewhere, on cassette.
A bucket has been stolen.
Yes, there is a lot.
Why have you not brought that to the table?
Obvious reasons.
Did you wear a suit?
No, I wore very smart on my top half and then like nothing really on the bottom half.
Yeah.
Like most
newsreaders.
Oh,
wow, really?
Yeah, like Hugh Edwards does.
Yeah.
Nothing down below.
Yeah. And Michael Burke used to do that.
He genuinely did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or is that? Well,
I think that was a story that was just between me and him. Sorry, Michael.
But soon she grew too big for the tank.
What are you talking about now?
And she searched out a bigger field to graze.
Oh, these are...
Analogy.
Yeah.
Radio 1 was that field, and she liked the look of the grass. She was an instant hit in the office, and her quirky ways quickly got her noticed by Sarah Cox, whose show she was working on. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Becky was to spend many of her years at the tap end at Radio 1, on the Edith Bowman show, and a large amount of that time on the Scott Mills show. Who was your favourite?
What, out of all the presenters?
Yeah.
I have to say Sarah, otherwise she'll get very offended. She's very, what's the best way to describe her? She's
needy.
Very delicate. Sarah, yeah, I have to say Sarah because she's very delicate.
Hello,
delicate.
I'm here.
Yeah. No, but I have to say Sarah because if I say Sarah, you know secretly that you're the best.
Yeah, okay.
But then if I say Sarah, she'll be happy because if I don't say her, she'll text me going, hey, babe, why didn't you say I was the best? I thought I was your favourite.
Okay, that,
we're no longer fine. Friends, babe.
That's fine.
But that's a cop-out on that answer because you've been sneaky there. This is why I think you've lasted so long at Radio 1 because you see, what you've done there is appease Scott as well.
I think what you call it is... excellent talent management skills.
It is good.
24 years at the tap end is a nice way to reminisce on the past, and it's really cool to celebrate everything Becky has done in the present. If you've got the audio tape to go along with this autobiography, press play now on Emotional Music.
In the years to come, will you think about these moments that we share?
I know the future is going to have lots of good stuff for Becky, and unlike when X Factor contestants say it, I know she will have other exciting projects in the pipeline. So this is the last 24 years at the Tap End that we will all do together.
Nothing lasts forever.
And I know we will stay in touch, and the future will create more memories. And I hope every time she has a bath, she has it at the Tap End and thinks of me. Not in a dodgy way.
That's really sweet.
Oh, thanks, Chris. That's really nice.
Well, I'm up here.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So let me just get this right. So you have learnt Gangnam Style by Psy and you're going to perform it in full Korean on this show on Friday.
Correct.
How long has this taken you, please?
Long.
Long.
All long? The times.
How long? Long.
It's one of those weird things that whenever I see you, you are walking around doing various bits of it. And
I wondered
like,
why you were going ring a no, ring a na no outside earlier.
It's a bit better than that.
Yeah, because I'm just making that up. Like, you're not making it up in a borderline racist fashion, are you?
No, I'm going to do the exact.
It's full Korean.
Yeah.
You've got the exact words.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know, like, play it to a Korean person and then see how good it actually is. Well, I can't wait for this.
But so, this could be the best one that you've ever done.
Of course
right?
It is. It's really hard.
I'm hoping to go out on a high.
And we all know how well she can rap from past experience.
I was in the 212 on the uptown. You know what's up, or don't you? Word to who, Major? I'm a rude. What are you made up of? I'm a eat your food up, boo. I could bust your eight. I'll do one too. Gun do. When you do make bucks, I'm a look right. Bet you do want to. Like you do want to. Discovered in my 2-1 deuce. Licking in the water by the blue bayou. Caught the warm goo in your do-rag too, son.
And then, and then there was...
All black shades when the sun come through.
Yes.
Oh, it's on light, everything goes. Round up, baby, to the freaky show. What happens to the body? It's a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like them untamed. Don't tell me how pain. Tell them this, bottoms up with a champagne. My life coming harder than we've hit play. Do you busy with the bail? Were you insane?
I've forgotten how good that one was.
I'm not sure how West Country I can do, Psy. Because it's quite hard to have learnt Korean and then...
Just go up at the end. Oppa Gangnam Style. I can't wait for this. The last Becky Raps ever. Friday, don't miss it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky, did you miss us talking about possibly the greatest film of all time, which we've discovered yesterday?
Yes.
No, okay. You need to get involved with this. It's called Electric Dreams. And...
Oh.
I want you to... No, it's not like that.
Oh, right.
I
know
it no, does.
It does
thought the
sound
same.
Like it might be like that, though, doesn't it?
I thought the same. I was given a copy of this, and the only other time I thought that was when I found a VHS version of a film called Booberella in yes. My old student house.
It's not like that, though.
It's not the same.
It's very family-friendly, kind of. And I want you to guess which decade the film is from. Here's the theme tune.
80s.
Yep. 1984.
All 80s films have the same soundtrack.
It's always this slightly rubbish drum track, isn't it?
Do you not know this one?
No, I've never heard of it.
You must know the song.
Is that song from this film?
Yes.
Oh my God, no, I didn't know that.
Here we go.
Oh yeah, I love a synth.
Do you know the plot?
No.
This is where it gets really good. Listen to this.
It's a love triangle between a man, a woman, who's his neighbour, and a home computer.
When they were still called home computers.
Basically, the man pours champagne over this computer because it overheats and it gathers life of its own.
Computer? Well, it turns into a person?
No, still a computer.
This computer's massive, though, like seriously big, like they were in 84.
So basically, the man fancies the woman next door.
Yeah.
Right.
But the computer gets jealous.
The computer gets jealous of this relationship and tries to get involved and starts meddling with his life. It's an incredible film.
Oh. Really good. A few people were tweeting you last night saying they watched it, including...
I can't believe how many people managed to get a hold of a copy of it. Emma, it got, such short notice.
Emma and Alex.
Has the woman in the film got a really good perm?
Lovely perm. Yeah. Film, as I said yesterday, the film is all big hair, big computers. Mm.
Not even colour.
Is that the line they used in the advertising campaign?
No, they missed a trick.
It's the computer colour. I don't think it is.
I can't really remember. I think
it's like green screen.
The computer's called Edgar. Well, that helps.
Izzy was on the show yesterday. She is 15. And her dad had it on VHS. And they took it away on holiday with them. Made her watch it.
Seriously, Becky, you need to get on this.
Yeah, you do. And I hope that it will shoot up the DVD chart anytime soon now that we've mentioned it, because I want people to watch this film, because it's like, what more do you need? Like a love triangle featuring a computer which has got jealous,
called Edgar.
Do you think they really believed that back in the 80s? I can't work it out. Was it like meant to be a serious do you think they really thought that when computers were first invented that they could actually...
I reckon it's one of those things where they thought that it might happen in the future. Like, by now, like in 2013, like, computers would be having full-on affairs with people.
Incredible. What, like Grimmy and the Showbot?
Yeah, but you know those things that they, like, in...
really, you and Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh. You know, like, in really old films, they predicted that by now we'd be, like, in flying cars and everyone would have had pink wigs on in the future, and it never really happened, did it? Like that. Great theme tune as well.
Such a tune.
Seriously, get this film in your life. Electric Dreams. Shall I get it for you as your leaving present?
Have you not already got my leaving present?
I've got plans, but would you like would you like it as well?
Yes, on VHS, please.
Okay. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm just thinking, right, you know Electric Dreams, I talk about this film, which you need to see. I'm going to buy it for you. As a leaving present. Do you seriously want it on VHS? Because someone has just sent me a link to eBay where I can buy that for you.
What am I going to play that on, though?
Don't still have one, though.
No, does anybody?
Oh, come on, your boyfriend must still have one. He's exactly the kind of person that would.
He is a bit of a nerd.
Don't tell me he hasn't got a sneaky VHS player in there somewhere that house, because he has.
I could do with one of them.
Really? Well, what have you got?
Just videos. Like, just when you don't get to see them anymore, do you?
Well, what ones have you got that you want to watch?
Just Booberella 2.
Okay.
None of the original cast. I think Electric Dreams the musical has got legs. What do you think?
I think this is incredible.
Someone can make a lot of money out of this. But we'd have to update it, I think. I mean, the song can be on. We'll always be together. But, like, it needs to be... There needs to be a new love triangle. Like, it can't be man, woman... home computer, that's so 80s.
So what are you saying,
Luke? I'm saying man, woman and his tablet. It gets jealous.
Generic tablet.
Or his Kindle.
I'm saying man, woman and his sat-nav.
I like that,
because the sat-navs do talk, don't they?
Make a U-turn when possible. All right then, don't mind if I do. Man falls in love with sat-nav, I like.
You've actually done that, haven't you?
What?
You've actually done that joke to your sat-nav when you're driving along. It's like, make a U-turn, you've gone, all right.
Oh. Probably, yeah. Man's Bluetooth... headset gets jealous when he starts dating another woman.
It must be awkward for Bluetooth headsets, mustn't it? Like in the middle of a passionate clinch, you're just like sort of stuck there on the ear, not knowing which way to look.
We need to have more of a thing. But I think
do you take it on or do you take it off before you go in for the... I don't know.
Man, woman and dongle. No, actually, no.
No. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. I don't think I managed to get Pitbull for your last show.
Oh, no.
I don't think...
What about a lookalike? There must be a few of them around,
just
though.
A bald bloke.
I know one.
What about the one from Don't Get Done, Get Dom?
Dominic Littlewood.
Yeah. Isn't it like Pitbull?
You said you were going to substitute him with another man with not very much hair.
Who do you know that looks like Pitbull?
I'm just thinking about Dominic Littlewood. Do you really want Dominic Littlewood for your final show?
Only if he could perform that for me.
How do you know him?
I don't know him.
Or do you know a Dominic Littlewood lookalike that might also substitute?
It's going further and further down. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real, which moves to this time on a Wednesday because I'm bringing you the official chart update. Meet Jamila from Half Three. So here's a load of facts, some of them absolute nonsense. It's your chance to get some Scott Mills points and decide which is which.
The Roman Emperor Spudlius died after beating himself to death with his own sandals.
Spudulous. I thought this was going to be some kind of potato fact when you said spudulous.
Which makes me think that it's probably real.
Yeah.
Although I've never heard of him.
Spudulous.
But he's injured. Was it injured himself with his sandal?
Beat himself with his own sandals.
I mean,
it doesn't specify what the sandals were made of either, does it? Like, no, there's difference between a hardened croc and a, like,
that's
you
right.
know what I mean? Some they vary.
They do vary. And also, you've got to think, like, some may be just like a plimsoll canvas, and that's not going to kill you. Mm. But the, you know, get the leather strap involved. Maybe. So, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Well, who knew?
Did you say that for that one, Chris?
I said real.
Oh. Here's your next one.
The average speed of human wind is 7 miles an hour.
No real.
Why? How do you know?
It's way faster than that.
How do you know? Well, that could just be yours.
Oh.
It does strike me as rather slow, that, doesn't it?
The one thing about this fact makes me think, how do they measure it? Like, have you ever been asked to go into, like, a... Is that the sort of thing that you get paid big monies for? You know, like when you do, like, scientific tests? You see the adverts at the back of the paper and you go and, like, make $2,000 for... Yeah.
Bending over in a speed gun.
I snorted. I hate myself when I snort.
I got rid of your fart effect. Also, I like how Chris Smith off the news isn't allowed to say fart. He has to say human wind.
Was it banned?
I think so.
I'm going to say no real because I think it's way faster.
I agree. I think it's faster. But I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Please text in if you're a Trump tester because I really want to know how much money you get for it.
Would you do it?
I'd love it if I was leaving the show to go and do that.
Becky is now a Trump tester. Next.
Bill Gates is called Bill Gates because he owns a lot of gates.
This might be one of those fake ones.
What, you think it might not be real? You mean?
No, like a double bluff. Like a double bluff.
Okay.
Oh, it's got to be no real, hasn't it?
No real. Go on.
That one is no real.
Oh, yeah,
phew. Next, please.
The average woman will spend 1 year of her lifetime trying to decide what to wear.
I would think that's more, wouldn't you?
I just said less. It can't be a year. Just pick up what's on the floor, don't you?
No, not most girls.
It is. I mean, it is a long time girls can take to get ready. And choosing what to wear is a large part of that time.
Mm.
In my experience, anyway, it's...
I feel embarrassed about what I just said. Which I think was, you just pick up what's on the floor, don't you? Yeah. No, I still think it's less. Because even if you spent like 20 minutes each time, you don't go out that much, do you?
And I think that's one of those average ones, which makes me think that for... If that's the average, there are people, a large amount of people, who do a lot more than that. You know, like 2 years.
Yeah. So this is on average. What are you saying, real or no real?
No, real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
This music was in my dream last night. Kind of accompanied my dream. That's weird, isn't it?
What were you doing in your dream? Playing real or no real or something else?
No, something... This was just the soundtrack. Something completely different was happening.
What were you doing?
No, not that. Mind you, it does sound a bit like... It wasn't that. But how weird, because it's not like the first piece of music you think of, is it? Next.
In some deserts, The sand is actually an even mixture of flour and sugar. If you were to bury butter and eggs at a depth of about 20 centimetres, you could return 3 days later to find cake. This is the easiest way to feed camels.
Now, I think this might be real because...
Because you've seen it somewhere, you always
say that. Because you've seen people fry eggs in really hot countries. So well,
That's not because the sand's made of cooking ingredients, Becky. That's because the sun's really hot.
Yeah, no, what I was thinking was if you buried all the ingredients, you might come back to a cake because it was hot.
I'd love that. Real or no real?
No real.
She thinks it's true.
I'm still... No, it's no real, isn't it? Is it?
You're scoring really badly at the moment, I must point out at this. You're gonna say real.
Okay, if it's real, can I have enough points to be able to beat Chris? So, like, this is the final... Like, if it is real,
I'm happy to go with that.
All or nothing, or whatever they say.
Let's hear it once more.
In some deserts, the sand is actually an even mixture of flour and sugar. If you were to bury butter and eggs at a depth of about 20 centimetres, you could return 3 days later to find cake. This is the easiest way to feed camels.
I wasn't listening properly the first time. It's no real. It's obviously no real, sorry.
Is it, though? Is it?
It's no real.
That one is no real.
Okay, and at the end of that quite amusing round of real or no real.
41.2. Sorry. Becky scored 20.6 and I've scored 41.2.
That's right, because of the new Scott Mills points in line with inflation. It's now 10.3 points per right answer. Can you give that to me again, please?
Becky scored 20.6 and I've scored 41.2.
Nice work. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 Free Download.